process.
Okay. I just wanted to make, before we get into our main analysis, one or two haros on the Tosos here. Tosos, the Ramaskil, there are four Tosos on this sugya. We discussed two of them last time. Tosos, the Ramaskil, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, as a stira. Here we say Rav Nachman like Rav Huna, and that's not just the Havmi, Ben Lahavmi, Ben Maskana. Rav Nachman is definitely like Rav Huna. Rava, we change our mind about. Rav Nachman is surely like Rav Huna, but the self same Rav Nachman on in Ksubas Daf Yutes on the Beis, in the case of there were two Edom signed in a shtar, and then two other Edom came and said that they were Ketanim and Anusim and Psuli Edos. They call that Trey Trey. Okay, why exactly that's considered Trey Trey? We'll talk more about next year. But the Gemara says that Masakasim Rav Nachman de Lomag Mishtar. It's very clear that Rav Nachman says in a Trey Trey you cannot use the shtar. You throw out the edus of the shtar. And Tos says why? Rav Nachman Svara here is that when you have Trey Trey, the Edom are still kosher. And not only that, I mean, in our case, they're still kosher on the other half of what they said in this particular incident, right? The Abhasa and the Shnei Chazak, et cetera. So likewise there. There's a Trey Trey, let's say, whether they were Ketanim or not, whether they were Anusim or not, whether or not they're Psula Edus or not. But there's no Trey Trey on whether the guy borrowed $100 or not. So it's exactly just like ours. There's Trey Trey on the Abhasa, but not on the Trey Trey on the Shnei Chazaka, but not on the Apasa. And Rav Nachman accepts the Apasa. There's Trey Trey on the Ketanim, Shuli Edus, or Anusim, but there's not Trey Trey on whether the guy borrowed $1,000. So we should accept the borrowing $1,000 and it should be valid. So why does the self same Rav Nachman say it's not kosher there? And there are, I don't know if the Masechta is different. There are two answers in Tosos throughout Shas. I really thought maybe a different answer, but I don't know if anyone was sifting it was a different answer than Tosos. I thought that to answer Tosos' question, that if you remember the Eri and the Tosos Rid we had on the board last time, what's the Machlokes or Rav Nachman? The Machlokes or Rav Nachman is whether Avhasa and Psuli Eid and Hasa and Shnei Chazaka are considered one Eidos or two Eiduyos. And Rava thinks they're considered one Eidos, and Renach thinks they're considered two Eiduyos. Maybe you could just say, in the case of Ksubas Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, even Rav Nachman admits as one Eidos, because it's even closer than of Hasa and Shnei Chazaka. Tosa doesn't say that. I don't know if maybe someone who said this has it. Even if not, then we can judge for ourselves. It makes sense. We're allowed to say it even if no one who said this has it. And we'll assume Sifta missed whoever said it. I mean, the parallel is very clear. What's Tosos is parallel? What's Tosos is parallel? And the main reason I actually want to get into this Tosos is just because we need this Mar Makomos of Rebbe Chanan al Makos. Like, you know, you can't like grow up and not know the Mar Makomos of this really cool Rebbe Chanan al Makos. But what's Tosos' question is that over here, Rav Nachman says you have Shnei Chazaka and Avosav versus Shnei Chazaka, and Rav Nachman says you still accept Avosav, right? That's his original machlokas with Rava. But in Ksuvah, you have Lav Tanim Anusim Upsule Eidos plus Ploni, you know, Lava me Ploni, whatever the star actually said, versus the other Edom who says they were Ketanim Anusim and Psuli Eidos. So Tosos Kasha is, why not? Just like you can in our Sogya XX check. And in Sogya, why not XX check for a Nachman? Right? So again, I for some reason I'm answering a different wavelength. Yeah.
Nirmban says this in Ksuvos.
Oh, you want to read it?
Yeah, when he's first case talking about why the stool that they're talking about there is Krovin versus Ace. Okay. Yeah, then he says, Elavadek Krovin Ka'amri, Elavsuli Shtara Ka'asu, the Inhu Masade Shtara Ma'alyahu, the Chazaka in Kosin Al Shtara in Kain Rechokim. And he says, like, even though it looks like the Hachasha is that whether they're Kasher Idyan, what they're all really talking about is the Kashrus of the Shtar.
I mean, he's not asking this question and answering it.
Right, meaning...
Right,
okay. I think it's like the...
I mean, you could find his word, but he's not saying this answers this question.
So in Tosfos' answer, it's clear that you wouldn't say. Like, it seems like Tosfos is like, the Cheskos Kashrus...
And a Chanami, okay. But I'm not going to say he's answering this question. I'd say, anyway, how do you answer this question? So one, again, maybe there's some reason I'm wrong, but remember we have the Tosfos Rid and the Meiri. And Tim Tzolomar, that... Rav Nachman admits the Batla Mitzvah of Batla Kula, just holds it to a duyos, right? That was the Meiri, as opposed to the Tosfos Rid, right? That we had on the last board, right? Imtim Salomar Kim Meiri, the Rav Nachman Mode, the Be'edus Achas. But Lakula, right? Just he thinks it's two Yudios. I thought you could say that maybe you could say Shnei Chazaka and Avos are Shtei Yudios, but Kashros Eide Hashtar and Tochen Hashtar, right? Which means what we're talking about. When the Eide Shtar are Kosher, they say they are, the other people say they aren't. And the content of the shtar, whether Ruvain lent Shimon $1,000 or didn't, maybe you could say that's Eidos Achas, and then there's no stira. That's Eidos Achas. That's why he says Okitre Lahadi Trey and Lomak Binale. Why is that more Eidos Achas? Because over here you could really separate the Avos Shnei Chazaka. I know they have the same result, but they're two separate processes. Over here, the Eidim on the shtar and the content of the shtar are all the same shtar. Right, it's all within the same Eidos. It's harder to separate, you know, whether this shtar is true and whether the Edom are kosher might be more intrinsically unified than whether you win this field for reason X or you win this field for reason Y. So that's what I thought you can answer. Obviously, Tosfos doesn't. Maybe some of the Sifta says that. Maybe some of the Sifta doesn't. Okay. Just because the Sifta doesn't bring it down is not a raya, that it's not a possible proper answer. Why did Tosfos not give this answer? Okay, either he held like Tosfos Rid against the Meiri from last year, or he just didn't like the Svara. Anyway, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos based himself on Rav Huna. What's the Svara of Rav Huna? I'm pretty sure everyone has figured the Svara of Rav Huna is on my Makoros sheet. I said, you know, what's the Svara of Rav Huna, Rav Chista? I meant there are many different ways of understanding Rav Chista, but I think with the Rav Huna, at least on some level, everyone has to agree to this, which is that it's hard to deny that when you have Shteki De'inim HaMechishim Zoet Zo, it's 50-50 who's kosher and who's pasul. It's a little hard to deny, meaning I tried a little, but it's hard to deny that one of these Ki De'inim should be pasul. Clearly, one of them might. Clearly, one of them should be pasul. So if it's 50-50, why did Rav Huna master then? In one or two words? Chazaka Cheskes Kashrus, right? One or two words, very good. He's Mamad, they were their Cheskes Kashrus. They were most of Kashrus until now. So he keeps them kosher. I think everyone has to agree to that in Rav Huna, even if Meforshim don't say those words, because, you know, then you could be Mamad. But I think on a certain level, I want to speak. Rav Huna says they're both kosher from now on, so they're Cheskes Kashrus. Because you can't deny that in common sense the odds are 50-50. Okay, but the rule of common sense, the odds are 50-50. The rule of the Jewish religion is that when things are 50-50 and there's a chazaka, the chazaka is machria. And for some reason, Rav Chista disagrees, which we're going to get to. So, says Tosfos, the whole feat of Rav Nachman is based on Rav Huna, right? Rav Nachman just takes Rav Huna even to something that might look like Osa Edos. But Rav Nachman is based on Rav Huna, that borrower from the Shakavatari, the Gemara, and Rav Huna is based on Chazaka. So Rav Tosfos says, let me make an okimta here, or
some of Kinta, some Pashut, that there's no Cheskas Kashrus.
Right? By Kanim, there's no Cheskas Kashrus. Right? Meaning, what is Cheskas Kashrus? Until now, you were kosher. Now you might or may not have turned Pashut, so now you have Cheskas Kashrus. By Kanim Adarava, everyone's born a Kutton, except for Adam Arishon.
But since then, right?
The first thing he was born a Gadol, but not born. Anyone who's born is born a Katan. Right? The everyone's born a Katan. Adrav, everyone's Becheskes Katnus. Now, Becheskes Katnus, where we kind of Chazaka because everyone has to grow up. But the point is, you're clearly not Becheskes Godless, and therefore, if it wouldn't apply, how about Anusim? So Tosa said, Anusim also no Chazaka. Now, it depends what kind of Anusim. There's Anusim Achmas Mamon, Anusim Achmas Tefashims. Right? Anusim Achmas Mamon is they were forced by money to give false testimony. Then you say, no, Cheskas Kashrus, we wouldn't give false testimony for money. I mean, that's a very evil thing to do. But Tos says, no, say it was Anusim Machmas Tefashos. Anusim means that they were threatened, you know, they were threatened with murder. They were threatened with death if they wouldn't give false testimony. So Taka, it's not apostles to them. A kosher person is allowed to testify falsely if he's threatened with death. Okay, maybe your mayor disagrees, but we pass in that chachamim. And therefore, there's no chazaka that they wouldn't have testified falsely if they were threatened with death. Because everyone testified falsely if threatened with death. So there's no chazaka in the matter, just were they or weren't they. And likewise, since by Krovin, you have to make the Okimta, so you have to make the Okimta. Ketanim is no Okimta. All Ketanim have no Cheskas Kashrus. They started at Ketanim. And Nusin just make the Okimta of Machmas Nefashos, and then there's no Chazaka involved. And by no Cheskas Kashrus, because even a Kashrus person knows the rule of Pigoch Nefesh. And by Krovin, so it has to make the Okimta. They were Krovin from when they were born. They were born Krovin. And then became not pro-Krovim. Why Tos says they became not pro-Krovim? You saw this, the Achron of the brackets. I'm not going to deal with it now. But Tos says, make the Okimta. They were born Krovim, and then they became Rechokim. Right? If they're born Krovim, they're still Krovim. Then there's nothing to be subject about. They were born Krovim, they're now Rechokim. And and you don't know if they were Krovim at the time or not. It's like the Ketanus. They outgrew the Korva. Why? Because someone got divorced or widowed, etc. Who was the relating? Right. They were Korva by marriage. They were born Korva by marriage, and then that ended. And it's like Katnus. Did they become kosher before they signed the Shtar? After they signed the Shtar, they don't need Cheskas Kashrus. Well, I'd rather Cheskas Pasos. So Tosfos says, Tosfos may be. Again, by Katnus, you don't need the Okimta. By the others, you need Okimta. Okimta.
Dilo Hayu. Cheskas Kashrus.
Okay, if you're willing to make the Okimta, fine. That's Artos's answer.
Excuse me, Rebbe. You go in and out of focus. I don't know why.
You don't mean that I'm sometimes focused properly in the Gemara and sometimes not, but that the camera is sometimes showing you the board clearly, sometimes not. I plugged it in again.
It wasn't like this always, but everyone knows the cloud doubled this generation. This is a very important cloud. The most useful thing you can tell someone that's outside of Ruchnias is that whenever something doesn't work, restart it. Unplug it and plug it back in. That is the most useful thing to know in the modern world outside of Ruchnias. It wasn't always like that. Once upon a time, if your cow wasn't giving milk, you didn't like shecht it and then bring it back. But nowadays, that's a very, very important rule. Okay, so hopefully this will work. Anyway, what is Tosos saying? That's our Tosos. It's just fascinating, I thought. Excuse me. What Tosos says, in Ksubas, there, it's Dafchaf, it goes from Dafchaf, that's Dafchaf. Tosos in Ksubas, what's Tosos in Ksubas? He gives a fascinating answer. And he asks our question, and he gives... and he gives our answer, but then he quotes the Rashba Omer. Remember the Rashba Baal Tosfos, the Rashba Sfardi, the Rashba Shans, what we usually call him. When does Rav Hun and Rav Nachman and everyone say they keep their Cheskas Kashrus? If they're here and they say we're still kosher, Trey, these Edom say we're right. These Edom say we're right. Okay? So everyone keeps the cheskes kashas. But in the case over there, it happens to be the Edom died. Okay, but Chasam Sofer thinks it's not coincidence. It doesn't just happen to be. The Edom died. They can't come and tell us the truth. So he says, in that case, they can't keep their cheskes kashras, because maybe if they were here, they would admit. Okay, big chiddush. But the difference is, Shani Hasam, truth is, even if they hadn't died, they're still not here. Even if they just moved to Medina Sayyam, the Ein of Lefaneinu, obviously it could only happen with a star. Have to give Edom, not Lefaneinu, giving Edos. Has to be a star, because that case is different, a star. The Ulai Hayu Modim. Maybe they would have been molded that they're wrong. And therefore, since maybe they would have been molded that they're wrong, we can't keep them in Cheskes Kashrus. Okay, big Chiddush, there's some sort of raise in the Cheskes Kashrus. Maybe they would have been molded. The Chasam Sofer just asks a obvious question. What do you mean maybe they would have admitted they were wrong? It's irrelevant if they admit they were wrong. Someone tell me the rule that says it doesn't matter if they admit they were wrong. Someone tell their rule. It doesn't matter. Two Edom come and say that Aryeh Berman is Chayiv Misa, and then they come and tell us, Taka, we were wrong, etc. We don't care. We kill him anyway, right? Who did that happen to?
Shimon
Shetach son, right? So that's the Chasam Sofer's Kasha. The Chasam Sofer is very bothered by this over there in Ksuvos, and he answers, it must be that by Edos, that's by real Edos, though, right? You say Kevin Shigeshu and Chozer Magid. By Edos, that's only a Durabonan that Edos. You don't say Kevin Shigeshu and Chozer Magid, which is okay, it's an assumption, but a reasonable one. And this Edos only Rabbanan because the Rambam holds that Edos of a star, at least if the Edom aren't around, is only Durabonan. Okay, that's possible. The only problem is that this is like the most famous question ever, right? Rav Schechter has a very, very nice article where you summarize what you learned in the Rav Shir about Shtaros in the Eretz Tzvi. And he starts out with the obvious question, which is, if Rashi says on Chumash, Mipi Hem Velo Mipi Ksavam, Edus B'Chavas Pasol, how is a Shtar Kasher? And the simple answer for the Rambam, until the Rav makes it more complicated, is that, you're right, Edus Shtar is only Kasher B'Yir Abanan for Tikkun Olam. And then you can say, since Edus Shtar is only Kasher B'Yir Abanan, they're allowed to retract. Edus Durabanan, you can retract. The only problem is Tosos deals with this all over Shas. And Tosos gives one or two answers. Maybe Tosos gives two answers. They might both be true. One of them might be true. And it's very clear in Tosos all over Shas that Tosos doesn't hold like the Rambam. And we're within Tosos. Now, again, what can we say? But the Rashi Shas does. And I don't think, I'm not trying to guess. I'm not going through every Tosos and Shas to see which ones talked about this issue and whether they quoted the Rashi Shas or not. But to the best of my recollection, the Rashi Shantz doesn't appear in any of those Tosfos. So I guess you could say the Rashi Shantz holds like the Rambam, but it's a little dunk, right? So the Kasha of Kevan Shehigid Bechuli is a little dunk. So says the Chasam Sofer, he said, Alpi HaRambam. Maybe like the Rambam, that either started Rabbanan. And I want to say, it's Lomar, Alpi HaGaonim Barach. This is a wild sheet of the Gaonim. This is one of the shitas which most people don't know exists. Even though it's printed in your standard Vilna Shas, right? In the last 100 years, no one has an excuse for not knowing it exists. It's printed on the side of the Gemara. but we know the famous, everyone know the famous question about Edom Zomen? What is the famous question about Edom Zomen?
I don't know if it's the famous. Why do we believe one of the Edom over the other?
Why do we believe that's the Mazimen over the Muzamen? That is the famous question, right? Ribbon and Shimon say that's the, we did whatever on Tuesday at 5 o'clock in Yerushalayim. Shmuel here to say, come and say, what are you talking about? You were someplace else with us at that time. You're lying. So why do we leave Levi and Yehuda and kill Ribbon and Shimon? It should be Trey. It should be stalemate. Famous question. There are many answers, which we're not going to go into now. Coincidentally, Rev Miller mentioned one of them yesterday as a just tangent. But that's only Akasha according to the Rishonim, not according to the Gaonim. Again, when I say the Gaonim, I don't mean all the Gaonim. I mean, this one sheet of the Gonim, to the famous sheet of the Gonim quoted in the Rach. It said in the Mishnah and Heim and Alpha Second Makos, right? And this is just I don't know why I love the sheets as much. One of these, like, the Kia Shita that's, like, so cool that most people don't know exists. So that I'm sure that makes it valuable to know, even though I'm not sure how to explain why. Why is cool is valuable? I'm sure I could come up with a reason. Ein ha'edim nasim zomenin ad sheyazumu es atzman. That's a Mishnah in Makos Daf Hey. What does it sound like? Ad sheyazumu es atzman. Whenever I say ad she something is atzman, what does it sound like?
Themselves.
Someone's doing it to themselves, right? I think that's the pshat Hebrew meaning of yazumu es atzman, right? So they until they're mazin themselves. What do you mean until they're mazin themselves? They're not mazin themselves. Levi and Yehuda are mazin them. So what do all the Rishonim say, including Rabbeinu Chanan? Right? What does Rabbeinu Chanan and Shah Rishonim say? It means ad sheyazumu hamazimim es atzman. Shel hamuzamim. Remember, there's mazimin and muzamim. What does that mean? Until the mazimin, Lady Yehuda, are mazim, the etzem of Reuven and Shimon, as opposed to the testimony below.
It's listed in the Mishnah.
What?
It says that you can't testify that the accused was with you. You can't testify. Yet the
accused. I know. This is a good shot. It seems to be explicit in the next line of the Mishnah.
Okay.
Right. Meaning, this is assuming the two lines of the Mishnah are flowing into one another,
sure. Okay.
Which I admit is the cleaner shot. Below, ha'edus shel hamuzamim, and that is a rule that we all know, right? That if Levi Yehuda say, how can you say that it didn't happen? We were there and it didn't happen. The murderer was not there. The victim was not there. Etc. Then that's just hachasha. They say you were not there. Okay, and as Yoni and Rabbeinu Chanan will point out, that flows better in the rest of the Mishnah and the Gemara there. However, he quotes in the Gaonim. Again, I don't know how many Gaonim. I don't mean all Gaonim hold this. It says, Ra'inu l'rabu seinu ha-Gaonim zal. You know, but he doesn't say Gaon. He says Gaonim. So I don't know if this means all Gaonim held that or just a couple. But apparently some other pshat in the Gaonim. This is no. Ad sheyazdumu hamazimim ha. Muzamim. He said, take literally, Achiyosumu Hamuzamim es Atzmam. Until they're mazin themselves. Not until Levi and Yehuda are mazin the Etzim. Not, it doesn't mean until Levi and Yehuda are mazin the Etzim Reuben and Shimon and not the story of Reuben and Shimon. No, until Reuben and Shimon are mazin themselves. Einim Nasazom Achiyosumu es Atzmam. Now, this is going to. what does that mean? Good. This is going to be very wild, right? Okay. I mean, again, I think if you look at sort of, I'm pretty sure that there's rayas for this shot in the Apocrypha, but I'm also pretty sure that that's not authoritative. But what does that mean? It says Azi. Re'inu l'Rabbeinu Gaonim. See, you don't know this cool shot. Re'inu l'Rabbeinu Gaonim Zal ki pirshu ad shizumu atzman ad shiachrishu v'lo yachishu hamuzamim es hamazimin v'anu kibalnu etc. Like everyone else in the world. It says, what does that mean? You don't have even zomen until they impeach themselves. What does that mean? Reuben and Shimon come and say, tzvi worship over Zara at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. Tell. Lady to come, what do you mean? On Tuesday, 9 o'clock, you were with us in a lot. And Reuben and Shimon don't say, no, we really saw Atzvi. They sort of mishkika kodan admit. Basically, Adam are not messing Zomin until they admit they were wrong. Which solved the famous philosophical problem, why believe, not philosophical, but the famous question, why believe Levi and Yehuda above Reuben and Shimon? The answer is because Reuben and Shimon gave in. They admitted they were wrong.
You only make the negative zomen when they admit, at least b'shtika kodah, that they were wrong. Again, this makes Eden Zomen a little rare. But yeah, they come and say you weren't there. And they're like, oh, you got us. But if they object, they say, what do you mean? We're telling the truth, you're lying. Then they're not Eden Zomen. This is a totally different sheet than Eden Zomen. Is that right?
To do with any other mathematical
rush. No, it requires my semen.
Why? What about
why? I'll come back to that in a second.
Well, how come another Mason Matatsmo Russia? When they admit
how come you don't know about Mason Matsmo Russia, or at least Kevin Shahid show me a closer magid, or you'll give me a whole list of people come in? Right? So what's shot in these going? Now again, the going have a radically different shot in Edom Zomen. If you ask me why they have this radically different shot that surprised all of us and we're not familiar with because we didn't grow up with it, I think there are two reasons. Number one, because they want to read Yozumos Atzman in the way that we usually use that phrase. But I think number two, they also have to solve the problem of why believe leaving Yehuda Barum in the ship. I can't prove that, but it solves the problem. Of course we believe them because Reuben and Shimon admit it. Now, but here's the problem. What about Kamen Sheyuchos, Shubin Chosur Magid, the Eidos Mesmat Russia, et cetera, et cetera?
Sounds like the content of the Eidos is completely, the address of the Eidos is completely different. And on the second account, they're addressing themselves. They're saying, yes, we are liars, rather than saying what I had said was. Right, that's the nature of what Edom Zomen is, according to Rabbi Hanan.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Just give me a second, and I'll take a question. What I want to say, I want to hear it.
That's only a question about Edom Zomen, but it's any Edus. If two Edom come along and say two other people in Chal Shabbos, why do they believe they're not the two victims? So,
that might be the solution, as Yomi was hinting at, but. What I want to say about this, what I want to say about the Gaonim is, you can ask the Gaonim, what about Kevin Shehigid? Although I hear what Yomi's saying. You can ask about the Gaonim, what about Kevin Shehigid Bechule? Maybe the answer is, of course Edom can't retract their testimony. Of course Edom can't say we admit we're wrong. But maybe Malcolm Trey, they can. And even the Lashon of the Gaonim here is, I think, V'lo yachid shom zomen samazimin. I mean, when you're Trey, you have delicate balance. You have a stalemate. You're walking a tightrope here. Trey. Obviously, Edom can't retract their testimony. For sure, Edom can't retract their testimony. But maybe Edom can let the other people overrule their testimony. Meaning when there's Trey, if two of them come and say, we're attacking you, and the other two say, we're not defending ourselves, maybe the Mokum Trey, what is Trey? Imagine one of those old-fashioned balance scales. It's exactly balanced, right? If it's exactly balanced, then it's very easy to tip that scale. If you have Eidos, you can't retract no matter what you do. But if it's exactly balanced, maybe then a new chiddush of the Gaonim, that if Levi Yehuda say Reuben and Shimon are liars, and Reuben and Shimon say Levi Yehuda are liars, Trey, it's a stalemate. But if Levi say Reuben and Yehuda and Shimon are liars, and Reuben and Shimon say we're not defending ourselves, then not that Reuben and Shimon can retract their testimony, Chas v'Shalom, but by not defending themselves, they can let Levi and Yehuda override their testimony. They can say, this is not a trade. Trade is when we fight each other. If I don't fight you, I'm accepting your testimony. I'm letting your testimony beat mine. And it's not that it's not came to you, they're retracting. They're just letting Levi and Yehuda retract their testimony. They're letting Levi and Yehuda overrule their testimony. So maybe what's the Chiddush? I mean, besides the Chiddush, Edom Zomen. Maybe you can say a chiddush, behilchas eidos, not just an eidum zomen, that b'makom trey utrey. Basically, what are we saying? That chiddush behilchas eidos is you can never retract, but you can give in to other Edom and let them overrule you. Two Edom can never retract.
they can convince the other and let them overrule them. The chizur trade doesn't mean there's trade, so it's a stalemate for eternity. It means when the trade or trade fight each other, it's a stalemate for eternity. But if one of them gives in and one of them fights, then that breaks the stalemate. It tilts the balance. And then it's not that Reuven and Shimon can retract their testimony. But by giving it to Levi and Yehuda, they let Levi and Yehuda overrule their testimony. Because Levi and Yehuda's edus are now better than Reuven and Shimon's, because Levi and Yehuda are fighting and Reuven and Shimon are conceding. And therefore, they can let. And then that is Lenny's Daiti, I think, what the Rosh Hashanah holds. I don't mean the Rosh Hashanah has to hold this whole Shanah himself in. He just has to hold the Yisod in Hilchas Edus. He has to hold the Chiddush in Hilchas Edus, the Gonim. He doesn't have to hold the Chiddush in Edusolim, the Gonim. What is the Chiddush in Hilchas Edus? That by trade, of course, two of them can't retract. But they can say we concede and we let you overrule us. And therefore, effectively retract. I think that's shot in the Rosh Mishnah. It's not that Tosfos holds like the Rambam. Tosfos doesn't hold like the Rambam. That Tosfos holds like half of the Gonim, like the smaller Chiddush of the Gonim, not to rewrite the rules of Edusolim, like the smaller Chiddush of the Gonim, Tosfos holds. That the Mukum trade, as long as I don't put up a fight, your Edus is better than mine, and you can overrule me. And that's the Mukum.
I guess just backtracking, the way I understood the Go'onim is not that they're saying a whole different shot in Eden Zom and Bimashim, it's just that the words itself of Achiyazim was Atzman were viewing as just making sure Achiyazim was Atzman and there's no Hachasha going on, which really all the Rishonim agree that Eden Zomim doesn't really have Hachasha because I don't know if this is what Yoni was talking about. That's why I don't really hear the parallel in this case. In our case, in Tosos, we're talking about that the Eden would say something, and then the answer of the Rosh Mishnah is that they would then be chozer completely and be moda that what they said was a lie. But in the case of Eden Zomim, the point is that there can't be Hachasha at all. It's not that they're being chozer, there can't be Hachasha because they're talking about two different things. One time they're saying Reuven
kills Shimon. I understand what you're saying. I just don't think that's how they view the words of the Gaonim. They don't say Ad Shiachrishu. Yachrish means they're silent. He's not talking about an abstract.
But it doesn't mean they're chozer. It means that they're just meaning
they're quiet and they don't contradict them. Right?
In the regular case of Eidei Hazama in Makos, no one says that. Meaning when someone comes in and says Reuven killed Shimon, then they say you can't know that because you weren't there. The point is that topic can't have Hachasha on it. I mean,
he's not saying it can or can't. He's saying I think it's very clear what he's saying to Mitzias. If Reuven and Shimon says, yes, we were there, then they're not even Zolman. If they say Seder, then they aren't even Zolman. No! Shari Shonim say, even if they say we were there and you're lying and we're telling 100% the truth, they're still even Zolman.
You can use their Baal HaTorah and say it's a technical din because they're Bali Dabar. They wouldn't be believed to say that.
Okay.
The point is that if that point became Eidei Hachasha, it would be the same as any other tray, and then they wouldn't be believed. Meaning there is a logic behind Eden Zomim. Obviously, that's what the Golanim are getting at. And that's, you know.
But they're making a Tanai B'Mitzias. They're not just saying they're Baal Torah. They're making a Tanai B'Mitzias.
They're just saying a bug in the words. Meaning that the Golanim are saying actually with Atzma, meaning they can't be Matish. And it could be a technical point. Meaning they're saying they're Baal
Torah. But why technically can't they be Matish? Not that they can't, they can see if they have to be quiet and admit. Why?
Because that's the idea in the words, they're mazim themselves because there can't be hachasha.
But
because
why?
It's the same thing as saying because they can't be mazish and maybe because they're bali
dabar. I'm not getting your spar. I'm not saying why they become or don't become bali dabar based on whether they say we're telling the truth or not.
It's nothing to do about their truth because they can't speak about themselves. Meaning it's nothing to do about their content.
But I know, it seems that you're trying to read the Gaonim as no matter what they say, they're really not saying anything. And you're trying to make the Gaonim something
longer. Not something. It doesn't just say they're quiet. It says what they're quiet about. Achiyaprishu, velo yaprishu et amazim.
Yeah, I feel like you're reading the Gaonim too abstract, and I'm not makabel your read. I feel like you're reading the Gaonim some abstract way and not in the practical meaning of their words, and I'm not makabel. Okay.
I missed a detail. I must have. Where's the Rashi Shabbat that Rebbe is referring to?
In Tosfos Nuksuv Dafcha, the Rashba.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
How do you need to go over and understand the Gaon of Vilna about why Eden Zomim is a Chiddush?
That's a good question. How do they understand why Eden Zomim is a Chiddush? That's talk an interesting question. Obviously, I mean, we don't have their book to ask it, right? We don't even know their names. But why, according to them, why is it such a Chiddush? Unless you say that even this far is a Kiddush, it's a Kiddush that that if they don't put up a fight, we can believe the other ones. Maybe even that's a chiddush. Although then maybe you'd have to take away a lot of the Rosh Hashanah.
The Gemara is clear. The chiddush is that we believe Levi Yehuda.
Okay, I have to think about that. Meaning, can I answer that and still keep what I'm saying here? I have to think about that. Okay, Viter. We're going to skip for now Toaster Maskel Rava, and I want to talk a little bit about Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. I think I am convinced that, as I said before, the Sheet of Rav Huna is Ramana de Marcheskes Kashrus. I don't really see two ways about that. We all know common sense is 50-50. So why, if it's common sense 50-50, would Rav Huna be Masha them? Because of Cheskes Kashrus. The question is, why Rav Chisda is not impressed by Cheskes Kashrus? After all,
Cheskes Kashrus works
in Kol Tarkula. So why is Rav Chisda not impressed with Cheskes Kashrus? If Rav Huna, his svara is Cheskes Kashrus, what is Rav Chisda's svara? Anyone tell me what's Rav Chisda's svara? What's Rav Chisda's svara? What does the Rashbam point at? You know, at least the Pashto there. So what does the Rashbam say? First in Rav Huna, says the Rashbam, Vizu ba v'chule, v'tam de Rav Huna, v'shem do'ki gavra chazake, v'lo tepshelen misafek. Okay, you're broken, v'cheskes kashrus. Next Ramban, Rav Chisda, v'hadisadi shakri lamali, v'lo ya'id v'shem edes ba'olam, do'ki mamona chazake, v'lo totsi enemy safek, shem ha'id v'psulem, v'cheskes mamon. It sounds from the Rashbam, I think Rav Huna follows the Cheskes Kashrus to eat him. Of course, Rav Huna also knows there's Cheskes Mamon. If they're coming, they come tomorrow. Maybe they're machas each other today, and then tomorrow they come to say that Ozzy owes Dobi 10,000 shekel. Okay, so they know there's a Cheskes Mamon, that Ozzy has a Cheskes Mamon as 10,000 shekel. Then Cheskes Kashrus is better. And Rav Chisda disagrees. Rav Chisda says he knows they're Cheskes Kashrus, but the Cheskes Mamon is stronger. So maybe the svara of Rav Chisda is that the Cheskes Mamon beats the Cheskes Kashrus. And if that's so crazy, not necessarily so crazy. What's the rule? What do you need to be Motzi Mamon? Motzi Chavero? All of Haraya. What's an example, according to the Pashim Shad of the words we showed him, of something that cannot be Motzi Mamon? That's not in the Gemara. The Gemara says, it says, Ein Holchem Mamon. Acharov. Right? And the Gemara also says, Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Hadif. I think we discussed this last year. So if Ro is better than Chazaka and Ro can't be Motzi Mamon, Chazaka also can't be Motzi Mamon. Okay. You can't be Motzi Mamon based on a Chazakah. A Chazakah is not stronger than Motzi Mamon because a Chazakah is not a riot like 280 that we need to be Motzi Mamon. That's a good svara of Rav Chisda. And that's how, certainly that's how the Kum Shirim and everyone else understands the Rashbam. Did I put Rashbam there? Oh, no. One second.
Of course, the whole Gemara of Rav Asher is based on the fact that a Chazaka can be Motzi Mamon, a Cheskes Raya. You can...
As you yourself pointed out, that's not a Chazaka to make Kara. That's Cheskes Zimul Shanim is not a Chazaka to make Kara. It's something else. And B, it's not totally being Motzi Mamon because... No, there's no Chazakas by Karka. It's being Motzi from Arakama. And one of the things we'll have to get to is perhaps Arakama is not quite the same as Cheskes Mamon, perhaps. Yes. Okay. Anyway, that's the Rashbam Shah. However, if you... Now, again, it's going to be hard for me to prove. Some would say all the Rishonim are really saying the same thing. They're just each only saying like half of the story. Like, it's possible. What I'm saying is you just go by what they say. You know, it could always be that all the Rishonim meant the same as each other, just this person only said the first half of the sentence, this region only said the second half of the sentence. It's possible. But, you know, Pashup Shad, as Rashbam says, what's our Chisda Svar? Okay. Cheskes Mamon. And it makes sense. What Rav Huna say back? Doesn't everyone admit that a Chazaka can't be Motzi Mamon? What does what's Rav Huna going to say back? Yeah, I mean, this is what, you know, Rav Chaim says, and Niksubis, and his Talmud, Rav Chanan says here. Hakishat is that Rav Huna will say back, no, I understand I'm not multi mamon based on Chazaka, but it's sort of like the famous Rambam about, again, I'm not saying it's holy havah, it's just a big parallel. Esr atmo beit echad yuchzak, right? I can't give you malchus based on eid echad. But if eid echad is meyed that this woman's a grusha, and then a kohen marries her, he gets malchus. Why? Because, like, we already established she's a grusha, and then, like, that's now considered a fact. And now we move on. Meaning, we establish facts based on less than two eidim a lot. We don't, in every court case, go back and say every fact we've been thinking for the past 5 years, why we've been thinking it. Maybe it's really not true and go prove it. No, that's not how it works. When you come to Beis Din, you're like, anything that came up now, you have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. But anything that we've been assuming before we had walked into Beis Din, we keep assuming. And what's the point? They both have cheskes, both set of Edom and cheskes kashrus. So we're not sure both said, well, one set of Edom. Levi and Yehuda, Reuben and Shimon are machish Levi and Yehuda. So Reuben and Shimon are 50-50, but Becheskes, Kashrus, and they're still kosher. And then a month later, they come in and say, Avi owes Dovi 10,000 shekel or whatever it was. We already established that Becheskes, Kashrus. They're not being multi mumo based on Cheskes. We established them as kosher based on Cheskes, Kashrus. That becomes an accepted fact in the world. And now we're being multi mumo based on Edus. Ah, the Edus only based on Cheskes, Kashrus? Yeah, you don't go back and investigate how we know everything. Whatever we know, and then we move on from there. Actually, I mean, the world is much more manageable that way. At a certain point, everyone's going to have to draw the line somewhere. But, yes?
I thought maybe for the Rashbam, he's kind of saying for Chizda, like the flip of that. I mean, not that Cheskes Mamon beats out Cheskes Kashrus, but the Rashbam is below to the end, and you stop a Shema even Suet. He's not even machshav the cheskes kashrus. And the fact that they're something puzzle.
Correct. That's what I said. I said that if you want, you could say the Rashbam is not just cheskes mamon beats cheskes kashrus. You know, there's another reason he's not telling you why your cheskes don't like the cheskes kashrus. And then once you don't cheskes kashrus, of course you're not multi mamon beats something. I think you could read the Rashbam that way. But it would be funny that he didn't tell you the reason why your cheskes didn't like the cheskes kashrus. No? You don't admit it would be funny?
Then my Wimsulu.
Okay, but what about cheskes kashrus? In the previous Yibur Matzah, he said cheskes kashrus. You don't think he should have to address that? It's possible. I'm just saying, yes, but Shana Rashbam, I would say that if you really thought there was no cheskes kashrus whatsoever, one Yibur Matzah, the Yibur Matzah directly following where he said cheskes kashrus, he should at least tell us why Rechis is going to keep cheskes kashrus. That's why I think the push of Shana Rashbam is more that Rechis is not holding cheskes kashrus, so it's not good enough to beat cheskes mamon.
And within the rule on the previous omits, it just says the halfway taken and barrier is a half to vote to the just on the gun.
Akhrish ain't the bar is or psula. We don't know which is which. Okay, but there's no issue of cheskes kashrus at all, right? We're talking about that Eidos. That Eidos is for sure vatal.
He's getting the maskoma, he's not getting it.
No, I'm just saying, forget about the maskana. You're saying, because he bought a leidus on the gamre, he does focus on the edus, not the edim. But you're saying if he's in the havmin is that it's just because of Rav Chisda. And then he's saying that since it's 50-50, it's just... Just his lashon is not very rufkistadik. His lashon is tibatli do something gamri. He's very maskamadik. You don't like saying that. Again, I also wouldn't say he's going to like the maskana if not for the fact that he used that lashon. Okay, let's think about that. Let's keep it in mind. Anyway, maybe the Rashbam says cheskes mamon be cheskes kashrus. In which case, perhaps Rav Huna and Rav Chisda would be. Clearly it has something to do with Cheskes Mamon, right? Perhaps Rav Huna and Rav Chisda would the Okim Amona Aches Kaseh. perhaps Rav Huna and Rav Chisda would be arguing about exactly this question. When you're mafshir Edom based on halakha, do we say now they're kosher Edom? Now you'd be most known based on Edom. We don't go back and ask, you know, what was behind the Edom? Or do you say, no, we're not. We have to go back and analyze, you know, what lied behind these Edom, why we thought they were kosher, etc. In which case, perhaps they're arguing about how, you know, do you have to trace your sources all the time, right? You know, or do you say facts on the ground, as they used to say in this country?
Why would it be Bishumi that's the old one? I mean, why would it be Lo Yidis Bishumi that's the old one if it had such scouts? It was just like this moment's better than it should be in this case.
It should just be the whole thing that I can believe, right? But Lahax, if it wouldn't be believed, which is a Shita Mefurish of Tosos Mamakama, that according to Chesed, they believe Lahax. That according to Chesed, they believe Lahax, just not the whole thing. Tosos is very clear with that. Over here, what you're saying is,
sounds like
it's almost internally contradictory. Right. They can't be made any edus at all because
after is in oath, like in the future.
El cheskes mamon, but because of cheskes mamon, they should only not be allowed to be made in the hotzi, like Tosa says in Baba Kama, who's obviously working off this to a certain extent. I mean, that's not a lumdus question. That's a flat out steer in the words. I'm going to have to say, but the less braver he means, b'shom edus olam lahotzi. But I just. Otherwise, I'm not sure what to do with that. Now, okay, there's a lot of kashas you could ask on this. Rochana asked the kasha. Hold on a second. But in our case of Rav and Rav Nachman, which the Havmi knows Rav Huna Rav Chisda, there was no Lahotzi, neither one of them was on the land. There was no Lahotzi Lahasik. No one was on the land. The Rishpah was clear that no one was on the land. Don't we see the Rav Chisda apostles even lahachzik? When Zviz Adam Gadiyak Shem Eidah Shem Olam, then I don't know how to read the rest of this. The Okimona Chazkas Achazake. Okay, we have to think about that. Let's compare the Rishpan, though, and we'll come back to it, to the Rabbinic Gershom. What does Rabbinic Gershom say here? Anyone? Says Rabbi Gershom. one second, let me just find it. Correct. Rav Huna. Rav Chisda Amar Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali. Hol ve is kach shachad minayu. Becheskas mukhashin in hu tarvayu. Since one of them is mukhash. They're both becheskes mukhash. And they can't be made anymore because they manish up one of them is puzzle. What's he saying here? He doesn't focus on the idea of cheskes mahon. Again, you can always say that he means something which I'm just at least the words he says. He doesn't focus on cheskes mahon. Also, what's wrong with their cheskes kashras? Someone has to do the idea of me manish chad minayu. Since one of them is puzzle, that makes it worse. And I think the Ri Migash and Shuas, his lashon is a little similar. I mean, Rav Chana points it out. Rav Chisda Mahadi Shadi Shakri Lamali Perish Kasam Rav Chisda came to Anet Sadi the Chadik Haminayu Shakranim Boopsu Leidus. Since one of them is puzzle, Leidus Leidin Haminayu, and he Haminayu Haminayu, he. He also focuses on this idea of the that one of the two of them. Again, I don't know if it's quite as Medoyek as Rabbi Gershom. Rabbi Gershom, I think, is more Medoyek. It has to do with the fact that one of the two of them is possible.
You think the Rosh Chodesh was saying it in Suffolk and Rabbi Gershom of the Rimitash, that there's a Vagai?
Something like that, give me a second. But what is Rabbi Gershom focusing on, and maybe the Rimitash as well? Again, if you take him very literally, it has to be Manashtah, and he's not just stop describing a case.
Rashi and Shuvah
say? What? Rashi and Shuvah. What does Rashi and Shuvah say? Right. Okay, that's perhaps even at less detailed than the Ring Gershom. Again, he could be saying that's the Metzius, one that is possible. Or he could be saying this is the point. I think the Ring Gershom is the clearest thing. No, this is not just the way I'm introducing the case. This is like the relevant point. That Mimanev Shachad Minayu Psulim. You know, Rashi should have spent their each asafik. But maybe, but what's the point? Maybe it's because Mimanev Shach Echad Mehem Pasul. What are we saying? Maybe you can't use Cheskas Kashros because Mimanev Shach, one of them is Pasul. Why can't you use Cheskas Kashrus? Like, we would use Cheskas Kashrus, but we can't because Mimanev Shach, one of them is Pasul. What would that mean? What would that mean? So I think maybe Rochanan says it very explicitly. I don't remember how explicitly. Said the time of Chistay, says Rashbam, says Cheskas Mamon, and Cheskas Kashrus is not enough to be multi Mamon for Cheskas Mamon, the Rini Gashan Shavuos. I think it's he would have been better according to Uriah Gershom, except that he didn't have a copy of it. Pirish Rishum, the Mamon Shach, Kan Achas Psul, Vaini Katarki de Sasri. Okay, Tarti de Sasri. What's the point? Point is, Reuven and Shimon are Becheskas Kashas. Levi and Yehuda are also Becheskas Kashas. What's the problem? The problem is they can't both be Becheskas Kashas. Because that's a Tarti de Sasri. Right? I think that's what the Reuven and Gershom means. Bishum Tarti de Sasri. You have two Cheskas Kashas, but they're so to each other. And if they're so to each other, then neither of them can work. Forget a Cheskas Mamon. It's not that Cheskas Mamon is so powerful that I'm also going to call it Varaya, and this is not enough to be multi mama. Right, again, this is not my Hakira. This is the way Rochon needs to be shown. Which I think is that, again, the Rashbam is tricky. But we might show one of the Muslim meaning you have two Chazakas that are so to each other. When you have two Chazakas that are so to each other, then you can't rely on either of them because you can't pick one. What does this remind us of from last year? Maybe my mind's a little Shnei Shvilin. As a matter of fact, it may or may not be very close to Shnei Shvilin, depending on the Chakira, the Shef Mites, and others. When we say something Tohar or Shtosarabin is Tohar, is that a special Zeres Kasov, or is that just Cheskas Hara? Just a special Zeres Kasov, but Yachid, don't use your Cheskas Hara. If something Tohar or Shtosarabin is just Cheskas Hara, then it's really the same thing. You have two Cheskas Hara that are so to each other. And then what's the deal? You have two Cheskas Hara that are so to each other. Okay, that's the big Machlokes Tanaim about Shnei Shvilin. So maybe that's the point here. Explains the Rochanan. certainly the Rochanan understands Rishon this way. You don't have to believe him. But I think it's sticking to at least a Pashup shot of their words, even though C pointed out that it becomes a little on Dafka. But the point is that you can't rely on Cheskas Kashrus because of Tarti de Sasri, because the two Cheskas Kashrus are close to each other, and therefore they can't both be true. If they can't both be true, we can't rely on either of them. You can't randomly roll dice and pick one of them, that's clear. And therefore, we can't rely on the Cheskas Kashrus. So it's not the Cheskas Mamon. We can't rely on the Cheskas Kashrus having nothing to do with Cheskas Mamon, just because it's Tarti de Sasri. The Sos ends up saying this, but in a slightly different way. Sos says that
Rabbi Lichtenstein went even further than that. He said because there's no Cheskas Kashrus, there's no Eidus in the first one. That's what Rav Huna is saying, that there's no Eidus Bichlal, because the whole thing is Batel. They don't have a shame aid.
You're in Rav Huna or in Rav Chista now?
Rav Huna.
Okay, we're in Rav Chista. We're staying to Rav Chista for the next few minutes. So we'll come back to that. You're right, but we'll come back to it. Now, what's the nafkumi? What's the nafkumi between them? The nafkumi between them, the Rochana suggests two nafkuminas, each of which is complicated in its own way. Two nafkaminas are, number one, what if there's no Mimanev Shach? Right? Now,
this might, what if there's no Mimarsha? Again, he quotes a Tosos, the Tosos that was on the Makorah sheet.
In Ksubas Daf Chaf Beis, although
it seems to me that Tosos was saying this. okay. The what's an Afkamina tree that says Rav Chana? He says or replies to Nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is what if there's only one Kat Edim and there's a Trey Utre, Haim, Haim, or Kiros Bihu, Sherim. One second. That planning, that urban planning. One is that Trey Utre, Haim, Aidzeh, Kosher, Opossum. Just to even say, that Eitan's kosher, two Eitan say it's puzzle, or Eitan Dovi, whatever. Two Eitan say they're kosher, two Eitan say they're puzzle. There's no Iman of Shach involved here, right? We just have a suffix if they're kosher or puzzle. The Rashbam would say, Eino Naman Lahoti, because even though Eitan's kosher, not good to Lahoti Mamon, but maybe the Rebbe Gershon slash Rebbe Gash. I think Rebbe Gershon is more of a foolish. Rebbe Gash said this, like, he doesn't focus on it and say it twice, and you say, this is my explanation. He just sort of throws it in his introduction. Mm-hmm. Rashi does that even more personally. There you say, no. Neman alpi peskas kashras kevan te enkan tarti disasri. There's no tarti disasri here. He's Neman al pi cheskas kashrus in this case, and this is basically the keep the token to his doc. Tosos says that Tosos famously Tosos got from the Rahuna thing about the case of Tosos. Tosos in even Rav Chisda says in this case you'd be kosher. Tosos doesn't say in these words, but that's what Tosos. This is the sheet does Tosos in Tubas Daf Chavbeis. I think about Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. That even Rav Chisda admits he's kosher in this case. Why? Maybe Tosos doesn't say this reason. So I said, "Shitas Tosos." Maybe he's going to know Tosos. There could be a nafmina, another nafmina in Rav Chisda. Again, it's all Rav Chisda.
Yeah, in this case, is it that we didn't testify that because the apostle they were there's a hakak on the fire? That's what we're saying.
Oh, in this?
Yeah, there's a hakak on them, and then
I mean, no, Reuven and Levi, Reuven and Shimon say that. Eitan's kosher and leaving Yehuda say he's pasul. So we don't know if Eitan's kosher or pasul. Okay. Right? There's no tarot to the sastry, just say he's kosher. Okay. Right? Just say he's kosher.
Okay. Eitan's kosher, there's no major nichol of the tarot to the sastry for Yehuda. Okay,
not so pasul, because that's the wrong question.
isn't that a different case in the Rukhna?
Yeah, different case. That's what I'm saying. The Nafmina is for a different case. Not for, are the can the tree you train testify of it anymore? And Acher. Here the tree, it's not about the tree tree themselves. It's about the tree tree talking about someone else. When they talk about someone else, we just have a suffix if someone else's kosher or puzzle. Right? Basically, there's 8 times the suffix kosher, suffix puzzle, and the chesk is kashrus.
Yeah.
What would we say? Right? Not that he was against someone. He wasn't against anyone. Which does something kosher or puzzle? Can you rely on his chesed kashrus? According to the Rebbe Gershon, Lachor, you could, because there's no Mimashah. According to the Rambam, Lachor, you can't, because you're going against chesed kashrus. The other case would be, how about in the case of Rav Chisda, Eidos Eino Lahotzi Mabot. How about if you have agents that was not trying to be multi-model? Let's say you're trying to be maxing model. So, according to Rambam, this is the Shita of Tosos in Baba Kama. That's Ayin Beis on the base. I think it's on the base. He says, Nemanim. Right? Of course they're Nemanim if they're not being multi-model. Because basically, so Cheskas Kashra. They have a valid Cheskas Kashra. It just can't be multi-model. But if the agents are not being multi-model, they're still Nemanim. Wow, look, Ora, the Rabbi Gersha would say that no, what do you mean? They have a chesed kashrus in the first place. So I think these are the nachruminas between the Rashbam Shas based on chesed kashrus and the Rinagash shot slash Rabbi Gershom shot that is based on the Tarkin Sasri. Based on the Tarkin Sasri, then if there's no Tarkin Sasri, would work. If there is Tarkin Sasri, doesn't work, then we want the Eusis. When there's Bam, no, whether or not the Tarkin Sasri doesn't work, well, it's Eusis. What works if you're not being Eusis? Again,
Steve called my attention to within this one Dibur HaMasel, the funny wording of the challenging wording of the Rashbam, and I have to think about that. Okay, there's more to say, but not necessarily for yet. The Ktsos says, when he explains Rav Chisda at the end of this somewhat long Ktsos, he says almost like the Gershom, but he throws in a different angle, which is a big chiddush. The Nirad Gam Rav Chisda Sfirole, not because of etc. We'll come back to it in a second. Elo Hasfir Le Hadisari Shagul Lamali Hanim Shema Tarovish and Sarav Kashim Apostles Sfir Le Nipslim Nikul Lo. The idea of Tarovish, right? Anyone who learned Isser Heter, right? We know. Let's say you have an Isser Drabanan
that gets mixed up with something kosher. You don't know which is which. So do we say Safa Drabanan Lekul and you feed both of them? Certainly not. We say it's a Tarovish. The whole tarovis is usher. There's an obital barov. Meaning when there's a tarovis, the whole tarovis is usher, because there's no obital barov. Okay, why is that? The pashut shot is, the answer why is that might affect the Ktsos is really saying the same thing as Rabbi Gershom or not. If you say, because, to be monotone, can't be made on all of them, and he's basically saying the same thing. If you say no to the chetash al harovas, then it's a little difficult. Basically, let me think back for a second. The Ktsos, I think, said something very similar. Said the Ktsos, because it's a tarovas of sheirim upsulem, you have four eidim, that's a tarovas of two kosher and two pasul, and with this tarovas, you can't use Chetzkas Tachos in a Tarovis. You can't use Chetzkas Kashrus in a Tarovis. Okay, why can't you use Chetzkas Kashrus in a Tarovis?
They don't mix together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This feels a little funny. Basically, I don't want to get into all of your data. Say because there's a Chetzkas del Tarovis, it's hard to probably eat a Chetzkas del Tarovis, like Mamash Lo. If you're going to say some of them say no because there's like cheskes isser, there's a fixed presence of isser here. So maybe the cheskes isser, you could say, like outweighs the cheskes heter, the fixed presence of isser, or maybe the other stuff. Because after all, if you're making all the terms, you have to make all of it, and you make all of it, that's impossible. Because we know that one of them is usher. So maybe saying the same thing. Maybe tarov is also doing the tarkin sasri. Maybe tarov is also doing the tarkin sasri. Maybe the context slightly different. Maybe he means no, the new chiddush called cheskes isser in the tarovis. So remember, you're sure there's something's usher. That's a cheskes isser, which counterbalances the cheskes heter. So yeah, these things don't go along the same lines, right? Meaning the basic intuition is the same. Our case is more common. You can't use cheskes tashrus. There's definitely pasulos here. And that's it. The tarovis, there's definitely pasulos in this tarovis, definitely trapped in this tarovis. You know, he doesn't say in detail exactly the things Rabbi Gershom see a little different. So I'll leave him in the Rabbi Gershom camp because his intuition is the same point. There's definitely pasulos. And therefore, it's worth that in a normal case, you can't create a chazak. You can't create a chazak when there's definite pasulos. And that means like Rabbi Gershom. What I just want to point out is, before we see that there are other possible shatim,
According to Rabbi Gershom / Rabbi Nash, you know, the so what's made in Machloksim Rav Huna and Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says, Tarki the Sastri, you can't use Kestis Kashrus.
Rav Huna says, even though Tarki the Sastri, you can't use Kestis Kashrus.
So what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? So you could say, now, okay, it could always be technical, you know, it could be technical, even though I want to make the argument. You could say, well, let's remember Kinch Tfilin. You know, they come to Bez at the same time, does one of them come and talk about the other? Like, you know, do we have to look at them together or can we look at them separately? So maybe Rav Huna says, no, look at them separately and there's no Tarki Disaster. Rav Huna says, look at them together, is Tarki Disaster. Could be just a technical point of like, do you look at them both at once or do you not look at them both at once? But I think it might be a little more lumpish. And here, let's think about this for a second. Just think intuitively. Cheskas Kachros. Should you be able to use Cheskas Kachros in a case of being bunched up or not? Like, on the one hand, let's remember, Reuben Shimon Cheskas Kachros, Levi Yehuda Cheskas Kachros. So Chis says, well, they get both be kosher, so therefore, throw out Cheskas Kachros. And Rav Huna says, no, Reuben Shimon kosher, there's no kosher. Levi Yehuda were kosher, there's no kosher. Well, who's really kosher? I'm not worried about that. Well, I say, they're all kosher. Anyone, you want to express that in Lumbish terminology? Anyone know Chakir about Chazaka? Which you're going to have to get into more? Well, Chaim knows Chakir about Chazaka. Yeah, okay. Anyone? First, give a chance to those who don't have it. Oh, it says this in there?
Right there.
Okay, great. Who's the center? Who's talking?
The way you're going, I think it's the Shalos and Shuvos Onig Yom Tov.
Onig Yom Tov, okay.
Well, let's see if I said it.
Okay. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Yes.
That's one.
That's okay. So maybe this has to do with the nature of Chazaka, right? This is the Chakira, which is a very confusing Chakira because sometimes they'll use the word Chakra and we're not sure what they mean by it. You know, it's sort of like Garov, you know, if it's next to Lach, it means Yavish, and if it's next to Yavish, it means Lach. But the Bimur Hanhaga, let's say, what does the rule of Chazaka mean? Does the rule of Chazaka mean? Now, I'm not asking a scientific question. We all know that scientifically, the odds are 50-50. The odds are 50-50. I'm not saying there might be other kinds of chazaka which might be scientifically deeper, right? Like, if I leave a pot of chicken soup cooking on a stove, basically what I mean, if there's not even leaves of salt, that's scientifically deeper. Leave a pot of chicken soup cooking on the stove, how do I know no one poured milk into it? Oh, that's so close. Okay, that might be easy. No one even uses the chazaka for that. Okay, that's what. Obviously, like, why should we suspect weird things happen? That's not interesting chazaka. The ancient chazaka is where taka, we have a 50-50 something. And nonetheless, we use the rule of chazaka, right? When we have a 50 of the stuff, we can use the rule of chazaka. So, all right, maybe I got ahead of myself. Okay, the deeper hanhaga, is chazaka being mevarer and telling us we believe that we are positing as a fact, just like Rove tells us what happened. Adam tells us what happened. Again, Chazaka, we believe that's what happened. It's a beamer. We believe that's what happened. Or call it a hanhaga. No, it just means there's a status quo. Everything has like a halachic tag on it that says what its status is. We're not going to erase and rewrite that tag unless we have more than 50% evidence, right? We're not going to change the status quo until proven otherwise. So is it just we leave the status until proven otherwise? Or is it that, no, we believe the chazaka is still true. There was a, they were kosher. They might have become possible. We believe they stayed kosher. So is it a matter of our belief about the facts, Bira? Or is it just anhaga keep the status? One of the main nafkins between Bira and anhaga is, does a tarti disaster bother us? If we're talking about birur, then you can't have a birur with tarti disasri. That's impossible. If we're talking about a hanhaga, then what's wrong with tarti disasri? The same, they're both still kosher. Oh, they can't both still be cut. we're not saying we think they both told the truth. I understand they both could have told the truth. We're just saying we can't change their status because we don't have enough evidence to change their status. Okay, that's very reasonable. How can they both be kosher? The answer is we don't know. We're not saying we think they're both kosher. We're just saying their status remains. I wonder if Lafi Vi, Rabbi Gershom, maybe Yesh Makom Lomar, or again, as the Rochana calls the Midrash, maybe Yesh Makom Lomar, that Rav Huna says Chazaka equals Hanhaga, and therefore there's no problem of Tarti Desasri, while Rav Chista, he thinks Chazaka equals a Birur, and therefore it's you're not allowed a Tarti Desasri, because how can you actually believe one thing and actually believe something like victory? Who might say, I'm not believing anything. Who's believing anything? I am just telling you that, give me a second, I'm not believing anything. I am just telling you that we can't change anyone's status because we don't have a proof.
Are there Chazakas, Chazaka made Karas that people generally chalk up to being beer? It seems like most of those would be, like, the way that Rebbe said, like,
what you're saying is
not changing status as opposed to a Chazaka.
No,
I'm talking about something in a car. I'm saying in Chazaka, like, could there be two cars? Is beer really a great option?
You're asking very well. If beer a really great option is a very, very proper question. You think beer is the weaker option, is what you're saying. Because,
or if it is an option, it would have to be a lot weaker than like the term beer would imply.
Correct. What you're really saying is that you think in this case it's hard to say beer. That's what you're saying.
This, or I mean, probably more collecting maybe card, it means you something was a second ago.
So maybe I could call it Hakra versus Nugger or something to make it a little better, right? You're saying beer is tough. Beer sounds like it's really scientific.
Especially when there's tray.
And so, okay.
I mean, even though everybody's saying 50, 20.
Correct. Okay. So let's say, we're going to come back to that a lot. I want to talk about Chazaka a lot before Betasman, and if I can. It's called Akhra versus Akhra, meaning we'll decide if what happened based on the Chazaka, or we don't care what happened. We're just leaving there, you know, we're just knowing that they're both tough. We're knowing they're both tough, even though it's impossible. Okay, I accept that. All right, and I want to come back to it. So could be they have a fundamental machlokas about Chazaka here. Here I'm going out a little bit on a limb. I think this actually works much better for I'm going out even a lot on a limb, perhaps. For the machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Chista. In Daf Yud of the Sechus Fulin, again, we're a fun here, the question for our bottom, so even without that, if I checked with a knife, and then and it was a book, then afterwards I discover it has a nick in it, a gun. And I don't know at the time of Shita, it was a cup or a puzzle. So Rav Huna says that the animal is Bechesis Ether, the animal is prey. Business says if the knife was Bechesis Hashra, the knife is his kosher. Basically, it's a very similar case. Why is it a very similar case? It's a very similar case. You have the Chazaka of the knife, which is trying to be motzi from the Chazaka of the animal, of the meat. Do we trust the Chazaka of the knife or not? Right? And looks like it, we have Chazaka kosher the Eden, trying to be motzi mom in the court case tomorrow. Do we trust the Chazaka of the Eden or not? The problem is Rav Huna and Chista reverse. Here, Rav Huna says, follow the Chesed Kashrut the Eden, the Motzi Mamo. And there he says, don't follow the Chesed Kashrut the night. Don't be Motzi the meat from Chesed Kashrut. And Rav Chista here says,
don't follow the test after the eidim, keep the multi mahal. And he says, follow the test after the night. Okay, you have to figure out how to do a chalik. According to our Shvat, you have to figure out how to do a chalik. It's, you have to, you know, have to be a katzal or katzal opposites. But I think according to the Rebbe in Gershom, it could work very nicely. What's the point? Rav Huna thinks that Chazaka is just a hanhag of the Alma. He said, Chazaka just means we don't change things status. Okay, so we don't change the knife status, but we also don't change the meat, the animal status. Whose status are we really talking about? Really are kind of the animal. Not of the knife. The knife now is a gun, and you're going to sharpen it in 10 minutes and be hooked. But the animal. We tell on hog, the shadow of the animal. They keep the animal status. So the but over here, the question of Manashach, in the Manashach, you can use on hog. And let's see, since you're passing the Edom or kosher here, one slightly tricky point, before they came and gave us Edom, the Edom already kosher, then we don't have to revisit that. However, Pitzah thinks, no, Chazaka is kind of beaver. So what makes worse than you a beaver? We have a beaver about the animal? No, the animal just depends on the knife. We said on Hagra, the animal's the ikker. We found on Kra, the animal is not meat of the knife. Whatever the knife is, the animal is. So, Mitzahat Krav, go by the Chazaka of the knife. Meaning, what I'm claiming is that this works well. This works, the Rashbam, you have to answer this. And it's going to be very hard. Unless in the front doesn't really mean it. We keep adding on evidence Rashbam doesn't mean it, although easy to think. Mitzad, the big advantage in Gershom is Mitzad, how about in Chulin Daf Yod, not from Rukhan's Kashi, he's only missing Kashi from the Ramban here. Chulin Daf Yod, where Rav Huna says the meat is Osir because Cheskas Itzer, and Rav Chista says that the meat is Mutter because Cheskas Kafros Itzakin. For the Rashbam, the Rashbam, this is Kafka. If the Rambam's real say, must have real machlokas, do you go by the original Chazaka and then accept it as a fact and make nachminas, or do you say, no, we always have to revisit where it came from? Then it makes sense. Here, where Rambam says, oh, what's a Rechetz Kashrus? Rechetz Kashrus. Now take it as a fact. But there is that he says, he says, even though the knife is Rechetz Kashrus, don't take that as a fact. The meat is Rechetz Kashrus. While Rav Chista here says, I don't care if they're not as cautious, not enough to be multi-modal. And over there, you can answer it. And over there he says, once the knife is the cheskas, in the cheskas cautious, then it can even be multi the meat. Okay, I'm not saying you can't answer it. I'm just saying something's cautious at first glance, and even if you answer it, it's not going to be that now Davka works nicely, but you can somehow work it out. But that's cool. So here, I think according to the Rebbe Gershom, it worked very well. According to Rebbe Gershom, it's very nicha because Rav Huna says it's a hanhaga, and therefore the ikker is the meat. Then Hanover, we don't want to change statuses. What status are we changing? The status that we care about is the status of the meat. Make something of a status. The knife doesn't really have a status. But Rav Chista says it's a hachra. As a hachra, the ikker is fasakin. If we're talking about keeping statuses, the meat status is what's important. If we're talking about deciding what we believe happens, you don't know when it goes back to the basis. What do you define what we believe happened about the meat? The meat is kosher if the knife is kosher, and strange if the knife was strange. We have to decide what happened to the knife. Right? Mitzad the facts, only the knife is important. Mitzad the facts, the knife is the ikker. Mitzad the hanhaga of what we do from now on, the meat is the ikker. And then it's a job to be Lushki Kasa okay, I haven't seen this yet. Pronoma, I don't think this is even in the Mithnitha. But I think it worked well with Shitasa. I don't think for the respondents unanswerable. It's answerable to Nova. But for Meir Gershom, it's really neat. It's really neat. It seems almost like the opposite. Again, here Rav Huna says the Chazak of the Eidim is Motzi to Mamon. And Rav Huna says, no, the Chazak of the Eidim can't be Motzi to Mamon. And over there, Rav Huna says the Chazak of the night can't be what Masha to meet. And Rav Huna says the Chazak of the night can be Masha to meet. It seems the opposite, but it's really not opposite. It's really not opposite. If we say in both cases they're arguing that Hachra versus Hachaga, then it works very nicely over here when it comes to Tarki. Here's a Tarki to Sastri. When it comes to Tarki to Sastri, that's a problem for Hachra, not for Hachaga. Over there we're talking now whether we're going to look, there's sort of this simultaneous question, ninth and meat, that comes up in one simultaneous question without any time to analyze one before the other, right? Ninth meat simultaneous question. What's the ifra? Clearly, inside of what facts we're positing, the knife is only what's important. The only fact that's relevant is the knife. There's no fact about the meat. The meat is kosher if the knife was kosher. Mitad and hada, the only thing that's relevant is the meat. We're not asking what to do with the knife. We're asking what to do with the meat. The knife, we know we're going to start with. That's not interesting. Okay, so that's a chiddush that I think you could say, according to Rebbe Gershom, and not according to Rashbam. According to Rashbam, you'd have to just work to make all kinds of technical differences between them. I just want to add one or two ha'aros. These are two pshatim, perhaps, or pista. What's the third pshat or pista in the Rishonim? What did the Ribza think? What is the Ribza's pshat or pista that's different than everyone else? There are reasons. Why did the Ritva say it's shot? Why did the Ritva say it's shot? Rav Huna is very logical. I think more than that. Look at their lashon. Am Rav Chista, Zubav ne'at me'idah, Zubav ne'at me'idah. Okay, sounds like all logical. They can just be made. Why not? You know, Rav Chista, Rahabi Sadi Shakri Lamali. What do I want these lying edim for? It really sounds like Rav Chista is just like, you know, an ornery old man. He's not saying like, oh, well, I have a time then one of Chazakas. Saying, what do I want this lying for? Just get this lying out of my face. So most of you should understand, okay, Chazal sometimes use flowery language. What he means is I have a different lambdas and Chazakas. That's what he means. But if you take his words literally, he's just like, what do I want these lying Edom for? It basically sounds like I have no patience for these lying Edom. You know, some of us are old enough. Never happened. Two of your kids are fighting. And at a certain point, do you actually care who's right and who's wrong? Or you say, both of you get out of my face. I'm sick of you. Right? That you'll see. That's what this sounds like. And the question is, you know, am I making up too much? Or so all the others say, yeah, you're making up too much. He used a little flowery language. What he meant was I have a different lumdus in Cheskes Kashrus and Cheskes Mamon. But the Ritva says, no. That's what he says. He says, both of you get out of my face because I'm sick of you. That's the English translation of what the Ritva writes in Shavuos. Okay, in the original Hebrew, he says, behind Lishna Mashra of Chista Vader Chumra Amrid La Lavar Eger Shekram Na Olam. Even if in Doraisa or Huna, there is no machlokes in lumdus here. So Sir Rav Chista says, look, he says, one of you is Eidos Sheker. You know, it's pasnished at a certain point. You know, Levar Eidos Sheker no olam. If we know one of you is Eidos Sheker, not because the way Chazaka works. If we know one of you is Eidos Sheker, it just doesn't look right. It's not proper. Like, we know two of these four people are Edom Shakranim. You know what? It's better for the world to just make a Chumra, meaning a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, and say, you're all Pasul from now on. Because, why don't we need to take any chance on Sheker, even? Okay. Or Lichtlin actually wanted to suggest, based on the Deep Tosos, that maybe you can even say that there was a Midaraisa. That anything with any chashash of Sheker is possibly Daraisa. Because Midaraisa and A needs to be beyond suspicion. And you can't say either of them are beyond suspicion. Okay, I'm not. If you look at Mishir, it makes a diuk in, you know, in Tosos and Baba Kama that maybe one day holds that way. I'm not convinced, so I'm not going to go there. But the Ritva certainly saying Midaraisa. Both of them smell bad, right? So I mean, your Rabbanim even say you both smell bad. Don't give me any lumbus. You know, Lavari to Shekinola. Okay, according to that, you know, it's just a, it's I would say it's more similar to me Gershom. He says, why do you both smell bad? Because Yadin Vaden Chad Minayim Shakranis, but not because of any lumbus. Just as a Chumash Rabbanim, so number three. Oh, I should use one and two here. That might be confused, so I'll make this A and B. Anyway, number three, says the Ritva, it is a Chumra Midrabanan. And again, where is he getting it from? He says, the Lashon is Machra. He doesn't say he's smart, I want to say this, because I can't think of a Lundish way to explain it, so it must be Chumra. He just said that's what the Lashon looks like. It sounds like he's just, you know, lost patience with him. Chumra Midrabanan, Havan, the Echad Mayhem Puzzle. One of them, one cop, not one individual. Okay. What the so struggle with very much is, and what fascinatingly, none of the Rishonim say is for Chista. That many Rishonim explain Chista that much, is that you could have a very easy way to explain Chista. And there's such an easy way to explain on Pista that at a certain point you wonder why Arjuna didn't say it, which is this famous thing in your Bhavasta. What was it? Also on an Aleph, could that be?
Or am I just making that up because we are
Laman
Aleph? Okay, yeah, it's also Laman Aleph, because we're in Lachbath, Laman Aleph.
What's the famous thing in your Bhavasta, Laman Aleph, that we're going to have to get into next week? Where's the thing? Pray with faith, stake in Rabban, or stake in the Raisa.
Basically, there is a Mefurish Gemara in Yevamos, right, that everyone refers to here, about what happens if you have a chazaka b'makom trei u'trei. Right? Two Edim say the woman's married, two Edim say she's not, and you have a chazaka.
You follow chazaka b'makom trei u'trei. Okay. We need to analyze that a lot. First, let's just break it down. You follow chazaka b'makom trei u'trei. And there's one on the road, trei u'trei, and it's not clear how we pass it. Close to the pasta. It's fake do reisa. You don't reisa, you don't follow chazaka. One day that tree face fake is Rabbani. Need Rabbani to follow Chazaka. Even Tosos has a whole deal there. Is that across the board? Sometimes you don't follow Chazaka, etc. So, but what is the shot of the Gemara in Yevamos? That we don't follow Chazaka among from trade trade. We follow Chazaka for other sakos, but not for Safik of trade trade. Someone just tell me why we follow Chazaka in other sakos, but not in a Safik of trade trade. Why would we follow Chazak and other Sfeikos, but not in the case of Trey Trey?
Maybe there are zero verified facts in that case. Whereas for the Sfeikos, we have two verified facts.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. Okay.
Meaning that there's no one testifying about anything if it's Trey Trey.
Okay.
There's zero pull in any
direction. So then, we should, if there's no facts, we should for sure follow Chazak. No, don't we always follow Chazak with no facts? Is no the easiest time to follow Chazak? We don't know what happened to follow Chazak.
Okay.
That's like Jesus, Chazak.
We know what happens. There are two different versions.
And
therefore,
you
can't rely on something that's against
the
other
testimony. Yeah, similar to what Tosafot said about the Migo, right? You're trading, you can't have a Migo, because anyone inside, how are you going to have a Migo? Right? Does anyone inside, how are you going to have a Migo with Chazak?
I mean, you're finding the Kriya, meaning even if you're saying it's just a Haga, how could you be knowing this way when there is the kind of even saying that?
Perhaps, correct. Okay, although you understand where I'm going to go eventually.
Sure.
Okay, so. What you could say, interestingly, this is not what the Ksos says, right? The Ksos knows you're about to say this. And the Ksos says, V'nira de gamra of chista desfirli v'hadi sadi shakri lomali v'lo v'ina chazakashras lo mishim da'asilim kod chumar de trey trey that we speak in Rabbanan or Don Reisa. Fair enough, folks, you've also heard of Don Reisa or the Pala Chavaka, right? So says the Ksos does not say this, right? Let's call it the Havavina. The Havina of the Ktos, right? Says, so what should you not say? That is because of the Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. I think it's Lamed Aleph, right? Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph?
Yeah.
Yes. Daf Lamed Aleph, right? That says you don't follow Chazaka in a case of Trey Trey, meaning. Trey utre sfeika dirabanan or the Oraisa. But what it means is either Midrabanan we don't follow Chazaka or Midrabanan we don't follow Chazaka.
Okay.
We don't follow Chazaka among the Trey Trey. That would be the easiest way to understand Rav Chisda.
We don't follow Chazaka, but what would Trey Trey? Then, hey, we have to figure out what would say back. In order to figure out what would say back, I'm fine. We need your help with in order to figure out what Rav Huna would say back, let's just review again. According to Rashbam, Rav Chisda says, Chazaka can be multi model. And there's no real rock to say Chazaka can't be multi model, meaning there's too many sukkahs that really sound like it can't be multi model. Chazaka, either thing, Rav Huna said that. Chazaka can be multi model. Here, the Chazaka is already the accepted fact they're under Eidos, and we don't go back and revisit that. We don't revisit in your life when you decide things. Every time you know there's a flow of that, you'll go back and just do a joint decision. People don't. I don't think anyone could. It's too hard. We're not being able to move based on the leverage. If Tosh says it nicely, or Kain says it nicely, they both say it, I think, the same way. We're being multi-mammon. Abraham Kain says this nicely. What's his lashon? He says, yeah. Of course, we're not multi mamon chazaka. He's with Rav Huna.
That's a background detail. Now the
kasha
even multi mamon based on
edim.
So again, what good? Let's use
green, even though I know the green's not so great. What would Rav Huna say back? Rav Huna would say, like Rav Chaim says, that. Kevan dehecharnu osam leedos endos is motzi amamam. Endos can be motzi amamam. Here, what would Rav Huna say back? So we already explained. Rav Huna would say that you can say chazaka b'makom. Party disaster and why? So I made a suggestion as to why. Here, for the Richmond's very easy. Rav Huna would say, "Oh, you think they made a homer drabon? I think I made a homer drabon. That's a shame." These Rav Huna. He just says, "We didn't make a special homer drabon." And what would Rav Huna say according to this shot? Which you know, a fair problem in the fifth of our say Rav Huna because of different pistons because of trade trade. It seems pretty obvious because of course you already bought it, so you don't find those up with trade. But right, everyone doesn't say that's not in Chisah. The reason will come back to in a moment. We still start to say shot on Chisah for reasons I mentioned in a moment. This has to do with the question of what is basically why we why Rav Huna follows a Chazaka, the Makom Trey Trey. And that ties into the discussion of Tosos and Ksubos, Daf Kaf Beis, and the famous, then the very long Toaster, and the other Rishonim, about the case over there. What's the case over there? The Pasuk Shad in Gemara is, I think like Rashi and the Rif, two of them come and say that eight times a Gaza. And two of them come and say he's not a Gaza. I don't mean two of them say he's a Gazla, but two of them say he's a Chuba. Then they were all agree. I don't know. Two of them say he was a Gazla for the last year, and two of them say he was not, and it's a total contradiction. Trade, trade. Mark says, trade, trade. Simple shot and learn. Rashi the Rif says, and eight times puzzle. Why not be Mokim eight times says his Kashras? Because it's not going to work. The Mokim trade, trade. It says the Abubbles. That Trey Trey is either Shaking the Rabban or Shaking the Rice. There doesn't seem to be anything involved that has not been working well for Trey Trey. Can you get the word high? Sure. Let me just one second. Huna be the next word.
Wow.
See, that's what it's called.
again, this was what we had right here. Just Tosos and the Tosos that everyone are dealing with in Rahuna. We mentioned with our fist to have over Rahuna. So let's look at this for a moment. What did it say in Ksubas.Kafbeis? This is a top of an aleph, right? It says that if Beis Eidim say Reuven is a goslin, and Beis Eidim say Reuven is not a goslin, says the Gemara, trey a trey, right? Some sort of lashon like that, right? Gemara says, trey a trey in who? What did the Gemara mean by trey a trey in who? So here is a tremendous machlokes Rishonim. Rashi and the Rif and most Rishonim say upasol. And Tosos and Rabbi Chananel say trey trey v'kasher. Okay, what's one of the reasons why Tosos says trey trey v'kasher? This is an error subject. Tosos says because of Rav Huna. Trey trey v'kasher because of Rav Huna. What? And what's the proof? Proof is Rav Huna.
How do you know we care what Rav Huna says more than Rav Pista? Because in Ksubas, it starts Amar Yava Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav.
It's Rav Huna in Ksubas. So Rav Huna has to match Rav Huna, right? Proof. It's Rav Huna, right? You know what I mean, Rav Huna. It's Rav Huna next tomorrow. So Tosos and Rav say, based on Rahuna, that Gemara, trey training has to be kosher. Okay, that's going to have to be a total reread of the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like says that he's possible. Okay, but that being the Gemara, there you read the Tosos. Tosos says, trey trey with kosher. Rashi said,
trey trey. What's Rashi's lashon? Trey trey. Velomus kosher bahachi. The kaimala, lomus kosher bahachi.
Right, and they said, how do we know trey trey? Because the air of the shines, the air of the two, and the agents of two.
So, and the Rif, they all quote, the Rif says, this is Maestro Kalyon. Two Adim come and say, Yoni's a goslin. Two Adim say, he isn't. And the Rif postled him. And most of the Rishonim agreed with that.
So now, here you have a problem, which is a Sphira in Rav Huna.
Have Rav Huna say, trey trey, postle Eidos.
Yeah, it's possible Eidos, but not talking about other things. I'm not comparing still Eidos to Bas Bechalav and to, you know, to Gittin and whatever. Yeah, it's not much trey trey about Eidos. Trey trey about Kashmir's of Eidos. In Bava Kama, Rav Huna says, and we posit like him, that trey trey is Kashmir, but Eidos. And in Subas, Rav Huna says, we posit like him, that trey trey is Kashmir, which is why Tosos. We don't know why Rabbi Yochanan, but why Tosos adopted Rabbi Yochanan's final sermon and say trey trey means trey trey kosher,
right? As Tosos said there, appears bekuntras etc. The kasha the hakal leader of Huna kaimina the islev zubav they ask me etc. He quotes our sugya. He quotes Rav Shulas the same sugya. The islev lemeimor kugaber echetz kasei. Then he throws away Rav Chissa, but it's ikar kasha even for Rav Huna, right? The kasher. Right, why? Mishon Cheskas Kashros. Okay. Kashros Mishon Cheskas Kashros, and then it works well with Shitasa.
But Rashi and the Rif and most Rishon disagree. They say puzzle. And once they say puzzle, they have a problem because the Stira in Rav Huna.
So how do you resolve that Stira? Right, the Pashup Shad of the Gemara, again, it's always hard to say with Pashup Shad of the Gemara. And the strange thing is that Pashup Shad is very much the ideal, right? But the Pashup Shad of the Gemara said it's possible. So how do we resolve that stira? So here we have quite a number of ways in the Mefarshim to resolve that stira. There's even one technical way. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, the Stira Gavetz is there. Right, you can see that's a lot of
has Talmid or Rabbi Yona, I think, on the Rif, right?
Where do we have, in what Masechet do we have printed Talmid or Rabbi Yona on the Rif? Right. So I guess he had it in Ksuvas. I think he quotes, what's this? Oh, well, what's the there? He quotes, Zel Lashon Talmid or Rabbi Yona, B'Pirushav Al HaHalachos. Okay? And then Halachos, meaning the Rif, of course.
So, the Talmid of Rabbi Yona says, they just make an okimta in that case. And actually, they don't make an okimta. The okimta is very poshut. Says, what was the order in that case? Kara love error, and then the Edom of Man. So there was error, and Rash says, the Edom of Man, two Edom said he was a Goslin, or some other soul. Then two Edom said he was Kusher. Two Edom said Kusher, two Edom says Puzzle, two Edom say, so hold on a second. Said the Rabbi Yona, how do you resolve the stira? Let's resolve the stira. Here we have Baba Basar, Fus, right? Because says gets Kashra. And here we have Ksubas. No, that's, we don't use the Kafka Kafka. Why? So answers the Talmide Rabbeinu Yona. He says, it's chronology. In our sugya, was anyone ever, at our sugya, there were Becheskes Kashras till there was a contradiction. Right? Everyone Becheskes Kashras. We're just going to all Becheskes Kashras their whole life until they contradicted each other. The moment they contradicted each other, they were Besafik. They went from Becheskes Kashras to Besafik. So Becheskes Kashras wins. In our case, says Rabbeinu Yona, what was the chronology? It was Hetzke's Kashrut and then Safik. Okay, Hetzke's Kashrut went to Safik, so the Hetzke's Kashrut is Machria. But what happens in that case? They went from Hetzke's Kashrut to Hetzke's Paslos to Safik. What happened? First, Aiden came and said he was a Goslin. Then Aiden came and said he wasn't a Goslin. There was a chronology here. But he said, if Aiden at first said he was kosher and then said he was a Goslin, he'd be Bechesed's Paschalos. So they first said he was a Goslin, they already moved him to Bechesed's Paschalos. Once they moved him to Bechesed's Paschalos, then the other two Aiden came and said he's not a Goslin and put him to Safek. So it takes the most recent status of Bechesed's Paschalos. If he goes by Bechesed's Paschalos, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yona? Something we'll have to keep in mind now for today, so it's very, very late. Is that when we say Chazdok into Beikara, this will tie into the next sugya. We don't only mean Chazak and Eikar of like what was once true. We also mean Chazak and Eikar of what we once thought. Right? Basically, what things in Ksuvas? 9 a.m. to Adam come and say Chaim's Goslin. 10 a.m. to Adam come and say he isn't. Now he's a Suffolk. Between 9 and 10, we thought he was a Goslin. So he's Becheskes Paslus. The Chiddush is, it's not that anything changed about him between 9 and 10. Something changed about our perception. Our perception creates Becheskes Paslus. Okay, that ties into the next more here. That's his answer. However, many, many Mefarshim, starting with the Tosos Rosh HaLatar, and many other Deos, what does he say? He says, no, it's based on the idea of Trey. He's saying basically Rani Vamos. In Ksubas, what do we say? We say that Trey Utrey is Sveika Durabanan. Again, what does Sveika Durabanan mean? We'll come back to this. So, yeah, we Durabanan, we don't follow Chazak. That's what he means. While in our case, it's a little funny, you have to someone say there's no Trey Utrey. I mean, there's no Trey Utrey. Our whole case is Trey Utrey, right? But that's what the Tosafos Rosh is saying. I know he's in bracket, but he sort of looks us. Right? That case, there's Trey Utrey. Our case, there's no Trey Utrey, and that's the difference. When there's no Trey Utrey, you follow Chazaka. When there's Trey Utrey, meaning you don't follow Chazaka. When there's not Trey Utrey, you follow Chazaka. Okay, that's Shani or Yuvamos. Of course, the problem is that in both cases, they're very trained. Right? And that's what the Tosfos Rosh deals with at very succinctly. And the Ktos deals with at great length. Why are you going to say that in our case, there's no trade or trade? Which is, the truth is a question you have to deal with a little. Oh, okay. Why are you going to say in our case, there's no trade or trade? Mehechi Tasi, there's no trade or trade. So, the Ktos actually, right? The Ktos brings out four answers to this stira. And two of them, I think, and maybe even three of them, three of his four answers are explaining why there's no trade or trade in the case of Rahuna, and there is a trade or trade in the case of Ksumas. Okay, anyone want to try? Again, on the common sense, just surface level, they're both trade or trade. Literally, they both have two Edom against two Edom, right? And they like non-longish on the surface, they're both trade or trade. But somehow the Tosfos Rosh says, I mean, Tosfos Rosh explains himself. And so it goes again and again and again, trying to figure out that it's really not trade or trade. And the question is why? The question is why? Why in our case not really a case of trade or trade? Which again, speaking to Rabbanu, speaking to Raisa, what I mean by that is what the Gemara means by the jargon phrase, the speaking to the Raisa means even Makam Chazaka to be the Raisa suffix, and speaking to Rabbanu means even Makam Chazaka at least be your Rabbanu a suffix. So, why not? Why is our case not trade or trade?
More that it's like the after you were makish, then you testified or something, it's more direct. Meaning after.
But before you come back into court, in our case, on Monday, Reuben and Shimon contradicted Levi Yehuda. Then on Tuesday, Reuben and Shimon come up to court and Rahuna accepts it. But on Monday, Reuben and Shimon said one thing, Levi Yehuda said the opposite. That's a suffix called trey trey. It's like an irresolvable suffix, trey trey. So why don't we say that each now have the status of a suffix of trade or trade? It's a reasonable question. Why don't we say that each have a status of suffix of trade or trade?
There's no trade on the Eden themselves, there's trade on something else.
Exactly. That's basically what the Tosfos Rosh said. The Tosfos Rosh, I think, is on my Makor sheet. It was very long, but I excerpted it a little. But nearly Yashiv Hirsh Rashi, he first quotes what our Tosfos on the Daf says, like the Rach, and he doesn't like it. To a little dummy, let him repair Cheskas Abatim, etc. Why? The Hani Mila Machish Zuzon Shiil Omer Kachi Maisim Kachi Maisim. Well, Hagen Masadi of Sol Gazlonis, one of Postal, the Eid of Shvua, Kolki Agam, Lok Min Nachazaka, the culture, you tray, Avgam, the Yichaz Kashra, Spake it Rabbanan, he Kedi Isa, etc. Okay, he doesn't go into too much left, but he says that. In the case of Ksumas, they're testifying about whether you're kashrut edus or not. There's a trey or trey whether you're kashrut edus. In Bava Basra, they're not testifying as to whether you're kashrut edus or not. They're machisha zuzu. What about kashrut? It doesn't say what about kashrut. Reuben and Shimon came and said that, you know, Zvulun's ox gored Yisachar's ox. And Levi Yehuda says, no, Yisachar's ox fell and, you know, and landed on a sharp rock. Right? They're matched with something else. It's just that the side effect, the indirect implication of their hakasha, is that we don't know who's a liar, who's telling the truth, who's talking about who's possible eaters. But the trade of trade is not about whether they're kashrut eaters or not. It's about were you suffering from the oxen or whatever else you want to make up of the case. Or whether, you know, whether Chanuch owes Palu, you know, 1,000 shekel. It's about something else. It's just a side effect, an indirect result, a drama of their hashbasha about the oxes and the whatever else happened on Monday is that one of them is kosher, one of them is pasul. What he's saying is that we don't have any doubt that Reuben and Shimon is pasul. Levi and Yehuda were never made an argument about Levi and Shimon are pasul. They were just made in what happened with the ox. And from there, we can deduce that Levi and Shimon would be possible. Reuben and Shimon would be possible. And Reuben and Shimon weren't made in Levi and Yehuda are possible. They were just made in something about an ox. But we can deduce from there that
leaving Yehuda are possible. He's saying the difference between a trade about this and a segresha, an indirect result of the trade, a deal for the trade. Trade about saying that's a sugya. Once there's a trade, you can't be machriya that question with the chazaka. But if he's not a trade about this, no one's being made about this. It just flows in directly from their egos. That's just a regular something. So that is, and that's what the source quotes from the Bach. Right, that's the source quotes from the Bach. I am Bach Shekasav. Basically, he just summarized a lot of recording. That's his own part, which is very clever. I am Bach, who says that the Bishnei Edom Amachishim Lekam and Demasal the Puzzle on a Chazina will be the Rei Chaminis. No one's testifying your puzzle. We just never guide that. Okay. Oh, we have to go very quick. Let's very quickly say what's shot. Why? So, I should use numbers. As a matter of fact, not too late. Okay, give me 5 minutes. Let me just try and finish that very quickly, and we're going to get deeper into this in the next subject anyway. One, two, why? That's for Shmuos and Subos. 2.1 is the Tosfos Rav and the Bach. They say here because it is Trey Utrey all those Kashruso. They're Trey Utrey on its Kashrus. Over here, no. It's a Trey Utrey Al Inyan Acher. And it's just a indirect result. Right? What's this lashon again? Anachazinan, the alpize misupakim anu legabe kashrusa. Meaning here it's a direct trade. And here it is an indirect trade. That is a difference. A direct trade, you can't bring up that suffix even with a chazaka. Trade is the ultimate suffix. It's not possible. But something that flows from a tray, you have a tray about an ox. Flowing from that, where a suffix who's writing and whose culture is possible, that you're allowed to know from me. There's no tray on that. It's just an indirect result of a tray. He quotes the Hagos Taz in the name of the Mohari, who has a slightly different answer to this. The Mohari, I'm not sure what that is, quoted in the Hagos Taz. Quoted in the Ksos, he says, you can't accept two Aden to apostle two Aden in the first place. Two Aden are not allowed to apostle two Aden. Two Aden are allowed to apostle one Aden. Two Aden are allowed to apostle one two Aden. That is, two Aden are allowed to apostle one Aden, not two Aden. That's why Aden Zoman is a Kiddush. Right, so here, in the case of Ksuvos, it was Shnayim Poslim Echad. And then Shnayim Machshir and Echad, which was what the trade. And this is a proper Eidos, so you have a trade. In this case, no, you have Shnayim Poslim Shnayim and Shnayim Poslim Shnayim, right? Ruin and Shem possibly in Huda. And this is not proper Eidos. You can't accept Eidos of two to Apostle two. Unless it's Hazoma, which is a Chiddush, and therefore there is no Eidos on their Paslos. We still know me, Mudafshop, using logic. But it's not Eidos, it's just a logical suffix. Okay, the Ktsos himself says something very clever. excuse me for a second. And the Rav Chaim says something different. What does the Ktsos say that's clever? Says the Ktsos himself. He says, you have a logical conundrum, even a paradox. What's the problem? The problem is that if Reuven and Shimon are made that Levi and Yehuda are apostle, Levi and Yehuda are made that Reuven and Shimon are apostle, then they're apostle and no one's made. If there's really a trade for each puzzle, then there's no agents at all, no puzzle.
If you accept the trade trade, that means you're saying there's never Aedus in the first place. Say, there is Aedus to your apostle, and Aedus to your apostle. Well, that means there's no Aedus to your apostle, and no Aedus to your apostle. Right? Because the trade free under mind itself. Not in this case. In this case, four people testified about a fifth guy. Okay? Here he says there is no paradox. Right? Reuben and Shimon testified about Dovi, and Lady Huda testified about Dovi. Whatever Reuben and Shimon and Lady Huda are, they testified about Dovi. You can, but over here, what do we say? We say that we have a problem. We have a paradox. A paradox. If we accept the trade trade, then there is no trade trade. Because we're accepting the trade trade, you're all suffering psula. If you're all suffering psula, then we can't accept your aegis in the first place. The paradox. If we accept that you possibly jump into suffering, then you can't possibly jump into suffering. We don't accept the aegis. So therefore, there's a paradox. If we don't accept your aegis, then you're all kosher. But then we should accept your aegis. Then you're all suffering apostles, so we can't accept your aegis. So then you're all conscious, so we don't accept your aegis. You can go on forever, like my shear. If you so desire, but literally forever. My shear is only figuratively eternal. It's figuratively eternal. That is literally eternal. And therefore, it says the Ketos, and you know what? Since trade trees only suffered Drabbanon, they weren't gozer or Drabbanon when it would lead to a paradox, so they just said use the Chazaka. Okay, your client says it differently, says we're Chayim. He has a fourth answer. They're all trying to explain why there's no trade tree or food, even though it looks like trade tree from the outside. He says, over here, when they trade tree testify about someone else, right? No, because they're testifying about a fifth guy. Here he says also, they're not Nogen Beidusa. Because they're testifying about a fifth guy. Ah, there's no problem, no Gabe Eidos in the case in of no Gabe Eidos in the case of Ksubas. Because they're all testifying the fifth guy. But if we want to look at it, when they're testifying, I mean, in the fifth guy, let's say a little better. No, I said it wrong. Maybe something so wrong also. L'enyan ha'ed ha'acher ein negia ve'edusa. Reuben and Shimon say that Ethan's puzzle and acher meaning the fifth guy. And Lady Yehuda says, Kusher does only give Edus there. What do they care whether the fifth guy is Kusher or puzzle? But here, l'enyan ha'kat ha'shniya Hashivi Nogin Beidusan. You can't say there's a trade of trade. There's trade that Reuben and Shimon are possibly in Shimon. No, because they're gave a possibly in Shimon. So Lincoln Shimon are against Reuben and Shimon. They're against it. You can't say Reuben and Shimon have Aedos against Levi and Shimon. You can't say Reuben and Shimon have Aedos against Levi and Yehuda. They're Nogin Beidusan. Levi and Yehuda are come to apostle then. You can't say Levi and Yehuda have Aedos against Reuben and Shimon. Nogin Beidusan. Because Reuben and Shimon come to apostle then. Therefore, there's no Aedos of trade of trade. There's just a idea that someone's lying, but there's no Aedus trade trade. There's just the idea of something, not a trade trade. Why? Because clapping the fifth guy, no one will give Aedus. Clap each other, they'll give Aedus, so their Aedus is puzzle. Okay, this is there's only one other answer he quotes there from the Chacham Tzvi. I'll just mention it, and that is shot number three. The Chacham Tzvi, the longest you're gonna have to really work on it. But says the Chacham Tzvi, an opposite mimonoshah. When someone's kosher, you can't passel everyone. Here he says, chazaka is not enough. B'makom trei trei. However, in our sugya, even b'makom trei utrei, cheskas kashrus. Plus, mimonavshach, yesh kan kera, remember the opposite mimonavshach, really, Gershon, is enough. Okay, this is a big chiddush. This reminds us of Ruda also at Stein, it's in the computer, you're down. Remember when the one falls in the sea, you eat the rest two at a time, so you must have something to touch that very strange halacha. He says, okay, this is a chiddush, we're not going to analyze it, I'm just going to put it down. He says, we do follow the luck when we trade if you have mimonashah kashrus here. Okay, the opposite of saying mimonashah kashrus. Okay, kitzer, what have we seen here? Fundamental machlokas, very clever. Is the case of Rav Huna really case of trade? Sure, it looks like trade. The Chafetz Chaim assumes it's trade. The Chafetz Chaim assumes it's trade. Sure, it looks like trade. But says that Tzos in many other days, it's not really trade. Simas might be trade. This is not really trade. Why is it not really trade? We have four answers. Either because it's only called trade, they directly testify this, not they indirectly testify about it. Or it's only called trade. If it's kosher edus and two against two is not kosher edus in the first place. Well, you have to say, le'inyan, what they're talking about, they're a trade, but le'inyan each other, they don't exist. Right? Either they don't exist le'inyan each other because that's only indirect. They don't exist le'inyan each other because two can't testify about two. They don't exist le'inyan each other because it would be a paradox. Or they don't exist le'inyan each other because there would be a bit edus. Le'gabi, the accent exists. But they got each other, they don't exist for one of these four reasons. Bottom line, if we're going to ask why Rav Huna doesn't care about trade, we now have four answers. There's a fifth answer as well, which is that Tosin and Yavamos, we'll see, hold that maybe trade is making Rav Huna, there are only those that are sort of heter and not for the Yavamos. And therefore, you do follow Chabad if you're the Yavamos. So again, if you have, let's just end, why Rav Huna follows Hazaka, Ben Makom, Trey and Trey. You have five answers, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, 2.4, or there's a Tosin Yavamos, we haven't seen that, I apologize, it's always hard to figure out the order of these, you're introducing these things, which says that the MS Azlina, Basar Hazaka, Ben Makom, Trey and Trey, only in cases where it's colder than Surah and just saving us, we don't. But in most cases, we do trade, big kiddush. Okay, that is, I think, all I'm going to say about this. Okay, we're not going to cut my wrist now. Now, I just want to come back. What I did today is so I sort of analyzed, like each piece here and what's the score behind it and what are they arguing that, et cetera. I didn't say, let's just look at trade, look at Chazaka and go for all of Fas. Like put the whole here together, but in Eretz Yisrael we'll do that in the next, hopefully in the next week and a half before we go on Davis Monday. Okay, to be continued, what we're going to pick up with, because the real sugi of Chazaka, Makom Trey, touches Vav Vasra most on Lamed Beis and Aleph at the end of the next sugya. The next sugya starts with Hadar Isi Sade, where we left off, and ends with the two dots almost at the end of Lamed Beis and Aleph. So let's start with Gemara Rashi Tosos till the two dots close to the end of Lamed Beis and Aleph, and then in the next 2-3 Shiurim, we'll be able to go through those together. Okay, I apologize for going late.
So you're not going to do the Shachar and Sivus?
No, I'm not.